Chapter 12. I wrenched the driver's door open and jammed myself behind the wheel. I eased away from the curb, being careful not to run over anyone. I drove at a moderate speed, and I didn't look back. I stopped for a light and assessed the damage in the rearview mirror. My upper lip was split on the inside and still bleeding. I had a purple bruise forming on my left cheek. My cheek and my lip were beginning to swell. I was holding tight to the wheel, and I was using every strength I possessed to stay calm. I drove south on Stark to State Street and followed State to Hamilton. When I reached Hamilton, I felt as if I was safe in my own neighborhood and could allow myself to stop and think. I pulled into a convenience store lot and sat there for a while. I needed to go to the police station to report the assault, but I didn't want to leave the security and comfort of home turf. And I wasn't sure how the police would regard this latest incident with Ramirez. He'd threatened me, and then I'd deliberately provoked him by parking across from the gym. Not smart. I'd been on adrenaline overdose ever since Ramirez appeared at my side. And now that the adrenaline was slacking out, exhaustion and pain were creeping in. My arm and my jaw ached, and my pulse rate felt like it had dropped to 12. "Face up," I said to myself. "You're not going to make it to the police station today." I shuffled through my shoulder bag until I found Dorsey's card. Might as well keep some continuity and whine to Dorsey. I dialed his number and left a message to call back. I didn't specify the problem. I didn't think I could go through it twice. I hauled myself into the store and got myself a great popsicle. "Had a accident," I said to the clerk. "My lip is swollen."
"Maybe you should see a doctor."
I ripped the paper off the popsicle and put the ice to my lip. "Ah," I sighed. "That's better."